good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our first combined service for 2024. These combined services are some of my favorite weekends of the year because we get to get all the different congregations to come. I know some of the congregations couldn't be here today, but we want to give thanks to God for all that He has done in the past 12 months, and it gives us an opportunity to take stock where we are today and also to look forward, because that's where we are headed towards. At each combined service, we look forward to receiving a word from the Lord that would help galvanize the whole church in our vision. And I want to say that I'm not the same person that I was last year. And when I stand before you next year, I will be a different person again, because I have made up my mind to be different. Amen. Now, the theme for this morning's combined service is from generation to generation. In December last year, I preached a message on the subject of trees. And I quoted a scripture from the book of Genesis 21 and verses 33 and 34, where we are told that Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba, and he called on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God, the El Olam. I want to reiterate what I said about the tamarisk tree. No one plants a tamarisk for themselves. You plant a tamarisk tree only for future generations. And that's what Abraham was doing here. He was planting the tree in faith. He was planting the tree in hope, because he knew one day, somewhere in the future, his descendants would live to enjoy it. Ladies and gentlemen, a society grows great when old men plant trees, the shade of which they will never sit under. The tamarisk is a slow-growing tree that lives for a long time. It's an evergreen, which simply means it can survive arid conditions. And when Abraham planted this tree, he planted it in Beersheba, the well of covenants. And this evergreen tree symbolized God's everlasting covenant with him and generations to come. All that to say, we can remain evergreen because we serve an everlasting God. Amen. And this has to be a core value in what we do here in Cornerstone, that whatever we do now, we do with the future generations in mind. What are we planting today, ladies and gentlemen, that would help and benefit future generations? Because the God we serve is the God of generations. He's the God who calls the generations from the beginning. He is the God who will forever be known as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is the God who keeps his covenant and mercy to a thousand generations with those who love him and keep his commandments. And he is also the God who calls us to serve our generation, just as David did. Did you know that it was because of David that God refused to destroy the future generations of Israel when they went into great apostasy and idolatry? God remembered his covenant with David, and for David's sake, he said, I will not destroy Israel for David's sake. So what does that mean? It means that what we do in our generations will have massive repercussions in the next generation. I want to be faithful in my generation. I want to fulfill what the will of God is for my generation. And each generation is different from the one prior to it and different from the one that is coming after. But each different generation has different characteristics, but we are all interconnected. This is called the synergy of ages. And when Jesus came, he dealt with this generation he was in and held them accountable for what they had witnessed, what they had seen, and what they had heard. You know, the Lord said of his generation, you're a wicked, adulterous generation, and it would be better for Sodom and Gomorrah than for this generation on Judgment Day. What an indictment. May he never say that of our generation. You know, one of the most amazing spectacles of God's creation is something called the monarch butterfly. Did you know that it takes the monarch butterfly 4 generations to get to their migration site? The first generation of monarchs begin their arduous journey in Mexico. The next generation will travel further north. They live, they spawn, they die, and the next generation continues the journey. It will take 4 generations to complete the migratory flight to reach the northern United States and Canada. So what's the point? The point is, what we are doing cannot be done and accomplished in 1 generation. We won't be able to go where we want to go in one generation is just not possible. So we've got to create the momentum to ensure the vision and resources for the third and the fourth generation are secured. Sometimes people say this. They say, why do we tithe to the church when the church already has a healthy balance sheet? That's a lazy man's observation. We tithe to the local church because that's what we're commanded in Scripture to do, to bring your tithes to the storehouse. Amen. You don't eat at McDonald's and pay at Burger King. Come on. We have to be careful to build and steward. We have been here in Cornerstone over the last 34 years. We've been careful to steward a healthy reserve. And that's not because of my generation. It's for your generation, the future generation, for your children and for your children's children. You know that we have just made a bid for a property in Tampines. It's going to cost quite a bit of money if we get the bid, if we get the tender. I'm not doing this for my generation. I'm not going to enjoy the building. But your generation, the next generation, your future generations are going to enjoy the place. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to start thinking intergenerationally. Amen. We're building a storehouse for your children and your children's children. We are not hoarding. We're building a legacy. Amen. You know, when the COVID hit 2 years ago, a lot of people lost their jobs. And that's why we have a reserve, to make sure that God's people are taken care of here in Cornerstone. We disburse hundreds and thousands of dollars for the families of those whose jobs they had lost. And I'll tell you this, the days are coming that are dark, and we need to prepare for the next generation. Amen. We want to also ensure that the fire of revival will not burn out in one generation. We need to see it ignited in every generation, passing it from a torch, from fathers to the sons, from mothers to the daughters. The kingdom of heaven is advancing, and the generations must work together. So the question I want to ask today is, how do we steward a multi-generational move of God? Well, it starts with the older generation learning to trust the next generation, and the next generation learning to honor the older generation. We've got four generations in this church now. We've got the boomers, that's my generation. We've got that's the pioneer generation, the Merdeka generation, amen. Then we've got the millennials, we've got the Gen Zs, and we've got our children. We've got a vibrant youth ministry generation. Show me some love, generations. You know, the church, ladies and gentlemen, listen to this. We must start trusting our young people. We must start trusting our young people. The Air Force will take a young man, 20, 25 years old, put them in a cockpit of a multi-million dollar jet fighter, and we won't even allow the young people to come up and pray. Something's wrong with that. So the church has got to be multi-generational, not mono-generational. We got to empower our next generation, but more than empowering them, we got to serve them as well. The disciples were arguing one time who was the greatest among them. And Jesus said, "He who is great amongst you, let him serve the younger." That's Luke chapter 22 and verse 26. The word most commonly used for the word great is the word mega. We understand this mega sale, mega this, mega that. But here is the word that's not mega. It's the word maison, which means elder or older. So what the Lord is saying is, he who is older amongst you, let him be the younger and serve. You know, in every culture, it is the younger that serves the older. But Jesus is asking us to do something very counterculture, very radical. He says the way to greatness is to serve. And if you're an older person, humble yourself to serve the younger generation. Those in my generation, I'm asking you to join with me in investing in the next generation and to prepare the path for them. Amen. Because I think that something powerful is released when the older generation will humble themselves and serve the younger generation. If we are to be a dominant spiritual force, we've got to start thinking intergenerationally. Amen. Now in 2 Kings chapter 10 and verse 30, I'll take this to a landing. The Lord said to Jehu, "Because you've done well in doing what is right in my sight, and have done to the house of Ahab all that was in my heart, your son shall sit on the throne of Israel. to the fourth generation. The story of Jehu is a fascinating one in the Bible. He did what no other king, what no other prophet in Israel could do. He was raised by God for the sole purpose of wiping out not just the Jezebel spirit from Israel, but also to erase the legacy of the most wicked king of Israel, Ahab and Baal worship. His zeal for the Lord was unsurpassed. He was relentless in his zeal, merciless almost in his assignment. And because he fulfilled all that was in the heart of God, God gave him a wonderful promise that his sons should reign to the fourth generation. What we do when we do what is right before God, ladies and gentlemen, in the sight of God, it is our children and our children's children that will get blessed. So it pays to obey the Lord. Amen. Can somebody say amen? It pays to obey the Lord. And what we are doing now here in this church has a bearing for the future generations. One of the ways that we can better connect and engage with our younger generation is to be present, both in person and where they are digitally. And that's why Cornerstone is looking to ramp up our social media presence and create a more intentional content to engage, edify, and disciple. I don't know if you saw the video that I did on Instagram. Looked pretty cool. With that, I'm going to ask Isaac Ong to come, and he's going to just give you a little bit more about how we can engage the younger generation, and then we're going to invite Christine Kane to come.
You've just listened to a production of Cornerstone Community Church. Please note that all unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or sale of the recording is prohibited. For permission to reproduce or distribute the sermon, please write into mail@cscc.org.sg. We hope that you have been blessed.